peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we move throughout these Lenten evenings over the next 40 days or so, we'll be hearing again the so-called seven last words of Christ from the cross. It's a bit of a conglomeration, these seven short utterances of Jesus that we hear him speak as he dies upon the cross. For each of the gospel writers shares two or three of them, but none of them contain all seven. So it's hard to know exactly what Jesus said or in what order. But taking all four gospels as a whole, these are the seven things Jesus chose to leave with the world in his final hours. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Comes from the Gospel of Luke. Today you will be with me in paradise, also from Luke. Woman, behold your son, son, your mother. That's out of John's Gospel. My God, why have you forsaken me? Comes from both Matthew and Mark, the only one to come from either of those two Gospels, and the only one to show up in two different Gospels. I'm thirsty is from John. It is finished is also from John. And finally, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It's from Luke. So we have to kind of smush the stories all together to get a full picture of what these sayings of the last words of Jesus are. But we also get to hear something of a final listing of the most important things that Jesus wants us to remember. In each of these last seven words or phrases, Jesus speaks a mini sermon, if you will, as he reflects on the purpose of his life and how we are to continue that life through our gift that he gives us. The seven words can be interpreted in this way. Jesus' call to forgive is obviously about forgiveness, but specifically here about those who perhaps have not asked for it. His promise to the thief on the cross next to him, "Today you will be with me," is about the nature of salvation and who is included. "Behold your son, behold your mother," is perhaps a strange one to understand, but it's clearly about relationships. "Why have you forsaken me?" is Jesus' anguished cry of abandonment, something we find it hard to imagine Jesus feeling, but that we certainly feel from time to time. "I'm thirsty," continues that theme of distress. "It is finished," is usually understood not as a word of giving up, but rather a word of triumph, such that a runner would declare at the end of a race. "And into your hands I commend my spirit," is about reunion, about the oneness of Jesus and the Father. So every week we'll take a look at each of the words in turn and endeavor to hear what Jesus is saying to us as we walk with him on this road to the cross and beyond. Our word today is forgive. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Most of us can't imagine even the thought of forgiveness for the soldiers who crucified Jesus. According to Luke, Jesus seems to say this immediately after they've put him and the other two on the crosses. But it's also kind of vague. Exactly who is Jesus talking about here as he begins to suffer? Certainly the ones who drove the nails. But what about the others who have been complicit in the proceedings of the day? What about Pilate and Herod? What about the crowds who shouted, "Crucify him"? What about Judas who betrayed him and Peter who denied him, and all the other disciples who ran away lest they be arrested as co-conspirators? I suppose we might say to ourselves, if I had been there, I certainly would have stood up for Jesus. I would have defended him against this travesty, this horror of injustice. Based on the descriptions of all but a few, if that, of Jesus' friends and disciples and family members even, I think we give ourselves and our hopeful ambitions too much credit. It's more likely that we too would have ended up in that group in need of forgiveness en masse. In the reading from today from Matthew, Jesus warns about practicing our piety. Jesus seems to know that we're prone to think more highly of what we think we would do than what we actually end up doing. When you give alms or offerings to the poor, Jesus says, don't do so in a way that toots your own horn. Do you notice that's where that little phrase comes from that little part in the Gospel of Matthew, tooting your own horn. Jesus doesn't want us to give as a way of promoting ourselves. Rather, give in secret. And when you pray, don't do so in order to be seen as some sort of religious superhero, but let humility guide your words to and about God. It's pretty clear to any of us who have really allowed ourselves to be confronted with the grace of God in Christ that the reason we need this grace is because, in fact, we are sinners. It's like it's the first thing on the list of what God needs to do for us. We need God to forgive us because we don't know what we are doing. I think Jesus somehow knew that he needed to say this one last time from the cross. He needed to plead to God for the forgiveness of not just those who had put him on the cross, but of all humanity before and yet to come. For this is the core of all that God is doing through Jesus in the world, forgiving the world for all of its failures and all of the ways that it has come up short. How do we say in our confession on Sunday mornings? We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you, God, through our deeds and our deeds left undone. We have not loved God, and we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Harsh words to hear first thing on a Sunday morning or any time. But Ash Wednesday service begins with a pretty harsh word, too. As the ashes are smeared on our foreheads, we hear, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These are not the words that we want to end our day with. These are not the words that we want to be the last that we hear from Jesus. And yet we have to hear those black and dusty words in order to hear the words of forgiveness that Jesus came to give as a gift of grace. Ash Wednesday begins with the words about death, but it ends with words of life. Words that come through Jesus' death and resurrection, even through the gift of the forgiveness in the body and blood that we will share, even as we come wearing these crosses of ash. Because God's deep and abiding purpose is for us to know that we are loved and forgiven. That even when Jesus was hung on a cross to die, the first thing he thought to say was, Father, forgive them. Forgive all of them.